The best in internet talk radio.
A mind-bendingly ingenious plan to control the universe.
We're building the best internet talk radio on the planet. TalkZone.com. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show. Well, I want you to know that we've been having a heat wave here in Houston. It's been an unseasonably warm winter, and I know that those of you in the cold areas of the country will not appreciate that winter has been between 70 and 84 degrees. This weekend, at the end of last week and this weekend, it was in the 80s, and of course, I turned on the air conditioner, and I turned on the air conditioner Thursday night, and I didn't think it was working, and Friday morning, I got up, and the air conditioner for our second floor, we have a 4,000-square-foot house, and so we have two AC units, one central air, you know, central air that does the first floor and one that does the second floor. And the air conditioner on the second floor wasn't working, and I thought that was a problem, so I called for service right away. And they weren't able to come in over the weekend, so of course we were warm and not very comfortable all weekend, slept on the first floor. And by the time he got here on Monday afternoon to look at the unit, the air conditioner for the first floor had gone out as well, so I had no air conditioning. And it was just one of those situations where it kept going from, you know, bad to even more bad, even to extremely bad. And it was interesting because every time something would happen, the first air conditioner went out, then the second one went out, the serviceman came out, gave an estimate of what he thought it was going to be, then it got worse, then it got really expensive. And actually, today we now have air conditioning on the second floor, but not on the first floor. And it was one of those situations that you, I know y'all are experiencing this as you're getting ready for the pageant, these unexpected things come up, and you feel like you're moving forward and then you have to take two steps back, or you're at the pageant and they change the schedule, or something comes up, you thought you had the right wardrobe for one of the events but you don't. These are the kinds of things that just happen in life. And I know that the people on the phone when I scheduled the service appointment and when I had the servicemen come out yesterday, I realized that as things kept going from bad to worse, every time he'd tell me something else, he looked visibly surprised in the fact that I wasn't, like, registering any shock and I wasn't upset. I just said, okay, I can deal with that, and I resolved the problem and went to the next thing. And that's how you need to approach a problem that comes up during your preparation phase or when you're at the pageant. You need to just say, okay, this is what it is. How can I deal with this? How can I solve this problem and move on? So when you're at your pageant or you're preparing for your pageant and these little things come up, think of my poor air conditioner going out. It seemed like one thing, and then it was another thing, and then it just got continually worse. I want you to know that shortly after, like within 2 hours after the repairman left yesterday, I went upstairs to do the laundry. We have a second floor laundry room, and the dryer went out. Yeah. So it really was one of those days where it was one thing after the other. Just recognize the problem, decide on an action, take action with a positive attitude, and move forward. All right, well, let's take some coaching questions. Our first email question comes to us from Marie. She says, I really need some direction towards pageants. I've never been in a pageant before, and I'll have to do it on my own. Do you have any advice for preparing for a pageant on your own? I listened to the show once and learned a lot of information. Well, Marie, you're doing absolutely the right thing. First, if you're doing it on your own and within a budget, try to access as many free resources as you can. Of course, it's absolutely free for you to listen to Pageant Talk Radio. I have a lot of people that subscribe to my e-zine, Pageant Interview Pro, which you can sign up for on my website, pageantinterviewcoach.com. And then I have a lot of people that also take that first step for investing in their pageant preparation by purchasing the 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, which is less than $40 and is probably less than your evening gown shoe. So the first thing you want to do is do those things that are free or low cost. And then for those of you that are competing on your own the first time, you've never done it, go ahead and listen to my free teleseminar, which is on the products page or the shop page of my current website. It's an audio teleseminar that you can listen to and gives you 10 steps on how to have a great pageant. Our next question is from Sharon. She has a question about judging. She says, what if someone on the panel has competed with you before? For married contestants, this happens frequently, and if you compete over a number of years, you can get a contestant that you've competed with as much as a decade ago. How should I handle this? What's your opinion? I think, Sharon, that you're very accurate. There are a lot of pageants in the Misses division where you're going to see people who have competed before, competed with you. I think the best thing to do when you're looking at a pageant and considering it is to ask your director, will there be former contestants on the pageant, on the judging panel who have competed as recently as 3 years ago? I think that if they've competed in the last 3 years, they probably shouldn't judge that pageant, especially if they have judged that particular pageant before. But other than that, I think you're going to have to expect that you're going to run into people who have judged you before or who you have competed with against in the Misses divisions. It's a little less likely to happen in the Miss divisions, but I think it happens a lot in the Miss divisions. And I think that you have to really rely on the director to make sure that they have selected a professional judge who's going to approach it correctly. And I think that the more emphasis contestants put on getting great asking the directors how they're selecting the judging panel, that's when we're going to start seeing an improvement in the panels that you're getting. Hope that helps. Well, that's it for this week's show. Next week, we'll be visiting with Gary Ann Gunter, Mrs. United States. Remember to get advance notice of all my guests. Just sign up for my free newsletter at pageantinterviewcoach.com. Thanks so much for listening, and make this week a pageant fab week.
Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same practice partner, you're going to be practicing the same questions over and over. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division. 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.pageantinterviewcoach.com, and click on products. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview. Are you frustrated shopping for your pageant wardrobe in stores where the selection is limited, is outrageously priced, or just not pageant worthy? Purchase your pageant wardrobe from someone who can help you find exactly what's right to fit your look, personality, and budget. Someone who understands your needs. After all, she is a former national title holder herself. Nerita Stefanos, owner of My Crowning Closet and Mrs. American Queen 2006, knows the pageant world and knows what it takes to put together a winning wardrobe, even on a limited budget. Visit MyCrowningCloset.com today to find out for yourself. My Crowning Closet carries all the top pageant designers, including Giovanni, Sherry Hill, Tony Bowles, and lots more. Nerita can help put together your winning look in all areas of the competition. With personalized customer service and a caring touch, My Crowning Closet is a winning combination. Visit MyCrowningCloset.com today and develop the winning look to capture that crown.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, plus 2 secrets for winning in the onstage interview. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know, though, that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. So get yours today by visiting www.tinyurl.com/PAG-MTPI for Mastering the Pageant Interview, so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.